You see, most gamblers, when they go to gamble, they go to win. When we go to gamble, we go to lose. Even when we win, it's just a matter of time before we give it all back.
This is the Bet Slippin' Podcast, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I mean, it's the gambling business. Occasionally get punched in the face.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
What's up, homies? Thanks for streaming today's Bet Slippin' Daily NBA Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Clark. We're presented by SportsbookWire.com. Check out SportsbookWire.com to read mine and my colleagues' daily handicaps, breaking down all major sporting events before you make a wager. It's Tuesday, November 23rd, and we have a four-game slate in the NBA tonight. But first, let me shout out our sponsor, Tipico Sportsbook. Tipico Sportsbook is a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. For a limited time, new users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older to play. Please see the website for details. Also, if you do have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER from New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. You can get a bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's at usatodaybet.com/podcast. All right, Hoopers. Well, Hoops fans, let's talk some basketball. Like I said, we have a four-game slate in the NBA tonight. There's a doubleheader on TNT and two games that are a rematch of teams that played or met in the Western Conference first-round playoffs last season. But we'll start off with the game that fits in neither one of those buckets, which is the Miami Heat, who are 11-6, visiting the 4-12 Detroit Pistons. Miami Heat are favored 9.5. The total is 206.5. I don't have a play on either side of this. It looks like Miami's getting some support in the market. They're heading towards a double-digit favorite at the moment. Miami is 12-5 against the spread on the season, whereas Detroit is 7-9 against the spread on the season. But this really isn't a good spot for either team, in my opinion. Miami's 2-4, the minus 4.7 spread differential as a road favorite this season. Detroit's 6-9 against the spread. As an underdog, they've only been favored in one game. They're losing against the spread by an average of 3 points per game. So not a very profitable spot to back either team in this one. I do think Miami should have success with its mid-range offense. We know Jimmy Butler loves to operate in the mid-range, and so does Bam Adebayo for all intents and purposes. But the Pistons do have the worst defensive field goal percentage versus mid-range field goal attempts. And I think Detroit should have some success attacking the basket. Actually, they attack the basket at one of the highest rates in the league, whereas Miami has the 25th ranked defensive field goal percentage versus shots at the rim. Now that's according to CleaningTheGlass.com, which is an advanced basketball metric site that I source and use from time to time. You'll hear me talk about CleaningTheGlass.com probably daily, and I'll bring them up again in my future handicaps. If anything, I would lean towards the over because of the aforementioned success both teams could have on offense. And apparently, the total for this game started at 205 when it opened, and now it's creeping up, and that's despite 81% of the money being on the under, according to pregame.com at the time of us recording, which is 9:45 Pacific Standard Time. So I guess more money is coming on the Heat, but the total is going up. So we got some reverse line movement. I guess my lean on this game would be the over, just because I do have a lot of faith in Miami's offense here against Detroit's just really crappy defense. And, you know, the Pistons do attack the rim, and Miami doesn't have the best rim protection so far this season. But no official play, so let's move on to the Lakers at the Knicks. This is the first of the NBA on TNT's doubleheader. It's going to be played at Madison Square Garden. Tip-off is 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. The Lakers are 9-9. They're visiting the 9-8 New York Knicks. The Knicks are favored 5.5, but heavy juice on the Knicks. Right now, the total is 213.5, according to Tipico Sportsbook, at the time of us recording. This is another spot that I have no official play in. I do lean to the Knicks, however. LeBron James is going to be missing tonight's game. He's serving a suspension after that on-court issue he had where he elbowed Detroit Pistons big Isaiah Stewart. This was Sunday. This past weekend. I don't know if you guys saw it. You probably did. I mean, if you're a Hoops fan, you're listening, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It went viral, and you don't even have to be a Hoops fan to know what I'm talking about because it is LeBron James' situation. But he bloodied Isaiah Stewart, who I should have mentioned is the starting big for Detroit, and he's also out versus the Heat in the first game that we previewed. But LeBron's out for this game, so obviously their offense, the Lakers, I mean, is going to run a little less crisp. Also, the Lakers have the highest win differential according to cleaningtheglass.com. What that means is the Lakers have actually three more wins than they should based on their efficiency differential. New York's defense has actually been underperforming this year. But the Lakers offense, the Knicks defense does match up well with the Lakers offense. Lakers attempt the second most long mid-range field goals as according to cleaningtheglass.com as well. And New York has the second best defensive field goal percentage versus long mid-range field goals. These are jump shots that are taken above the free throw line and inside the arc. So that's a pretty good spot for RJ Barrett usually defensively and Julius Randle, but New York is going to be possibly without two bigs and Taj Gibson and Mitchell Robinson tonight, so maybe their interior defense gets weaker, or it probably is going to be weaker, at least on paper, and Russell Westbrook could have success attacking the basket. So I don't have an official play here. The Lakers, I don't have a market read on this one as well. That's another issue that I'm having. I use two different sources, and both are conflicting. One say the Lakers are getting a majority of the money, whereas the other say the Knicks are getting a majority of the money. I do like how New York's defense matches up against LA's offense, and I do think New York's going to have success versus the Lakers defensively as well. I think New York can score some points here. But it's just not a good spot for the Knicks. And there is a Melo revenge game, Carmelo Anthony. The Knicks are 5-8 against the spread with a minus 5.2 spread differential as favorites. And they're also 3-6 against the spread with a minus 8.6 spread differential at home. Carmelo Anthony, he's got a revenge game. He played for the Knicks for years. I'm a big Carmelo Anthony fan, actually. I grew up a Syracuse fan, but that doesn't really matter into what we're discussing. Just wanted to throw it out there. Melo's averaging 15.2 points per game on 60% effective field goal shooting off the bench for LA. He's shooting 47% from the field, 46% from behind the arc. And I like the revenge angle in basketball, especially. We know players can really swing the probability and the win probability or the performance of their team more so in basketball because there's less players on the court and a single player has more of an influence on the overall outcome than a baseball and a football. Got my sports tied up there, but again, I don't have an official play on the Knicks. It's only a lean, and I'm going to pass on this game. The second game that's in the on the NBA on TNT doubleheader is the Denver Nuggets visiting the Portland Trailblazers at the Moda Center. Tip-off is 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Nuggets are 9-8, and they're playing a 9-8 Portland Trailblazers. Portland's -6.5 on the spread. -6.5 point favorites on the spread. The total's 213.5. I wrote this one up for Sportsbook Wire this morning. I do like the Blazers at -6.5. It actually opened at with the Blazers laying 5.5. Money's coming in on the Blazers partially due to the questionable or iffy game status of Nikola Jokic, and because of the awesome basketball play of Portland at home. Trailblazers are 8-1 at home and are second to only the Golden State Warriors in net points per 100 possessions at home. Also, the Blazers are third in spread differential in Portland. So this is according to cleantheglass.com. Shout out to them. They do a great job. Also, according to them, Denver's only 2-5 on the road with a minus 5.9 points per 100 possessions, which is ranked 20th in the NBA, and they have a minus 2.3 spread differential, which is ranked 22nd in the NBA. This is on the road for the Nuggets. So Portland plays much better at home. Denver plays much worse on the road. Also, Portland's got a couple strength versus weakness spots here stylistically on Denver. They run the sixth highest frequency of pick and roll action through the ball handler, and they have the fifth best efficiency. This is a weak spot for Denver's defense, who actually is has the eighth worst defensive efficiency versus pick and roll action through the ball handler. Also, Portland plays the most half-court offense in the league, according to shotquality.com. And Denver has the worst defensive efficiency in versus half-court basketball or in half-court basketball. Plus, Denver, they play at the second slowest pace in the NBA, so they are actually trying to play half-court basketball. And if their half-court defense is weak, and they're trying to play that way versus Portland, who has a very strong half-court offense currently, then I like Portland to win by margin in this one. Again, there is a sharp line move on the Blazers, but my official play in this one is the Trailblazers, lane 6.5, minus 110. Okay, let's go to the fourth and final game here on Tuesday's NBA slate with the Dallas Mavericks, who are 9-7, visiting the Los Angeles Clippers, who are 10-7. The Mavericks are getting 5.5 points with minus 120 juice to get the 5.5 with Dallas. The total is 209.5. This is the second of a back-to-back between these two teams. They met Sunday night, and the Clippers actually won 97-91. Luka Doncic missed that game for Dallas. He's questionable to play in this game, and Marcus Morris, the power forward for the Los Angeles Clippers, is expected to make his return after missing several weeks with a knee injury. So I'm not sure on what Luka's status is going to be, and we know that the Clippers are getting some more enforcements, but both defenses actually match up really well versus each other, and that's why I like the under 209.5, which is the less popular play, I guess, according to Tipico. They at least have the cheaper play, the overs minus 112 in that, but again, Mavs match up really well defensively versus LA's offense. The LA attempts the sixth highest frequency or plays the sixth highest frequency of isolation offense. And they actually get out in transition at the sixth highest rate as well. So if they don't get out and score easy buckets, then they're going to end up going one-on-one in the half court. Well, Dallas's transition defense is actually seventh in efficiency, and the Mavs have the ninth best defensive efficiency versus isolation offense. So they'll stop ball and they'll get in front of guys playing one-on-one basketball. Also, Dallas runs its offense through the post a lot, actually at the third highest frequency, but LA's defense is fifth in efficiency versus post-up offense. Also, the Mavs shoot the eighth highest volume of mid-range field goals, and they have the ninth highest volume of three-pointers, according to cleantheglass.com. Well, LA's defense is 10th in field goal shooting versus mid-range jumpers and 12th in defensive three-point percentage. So both offenses could struggle against both defenses in the spot. Also, it doesn't really matter to me if Luka Doncic plays or not. I actually think there's value in fading him playing. Luka's on-off net efficiency grades in the 13th percentile at a minus 14 points per 100 possessions, according to cleantheglass.com. What that means is that 87% of the players in the league, their teams perform better when they're on the court than Luka Doncic, which it kind of blows your brain if you think about it, because Luka is a candidate for MVP year in, year out, and one of the preseason favorites. But he doesn't mean that much to his team, or he doesn't help out his team that much when he's on the court through the first 5 weeks of the season. We can take those with a grain, take those rankings with a grain of salt. Obviously, I'm assuming that they're going to regress, progress more to the mean. But even if he does play, if he's less than 100%, I feel like Clippers, their good defense is going to be able to make it hard on him, and he's also going to hurt their offense, Dallas's, theoretically. But I like the under 209 in the Mavs Clippers game, and I like the Trailblazers laying 6.5. Those are my two best bets today for Tuesday, the November 23rd NBA slate. I was 2-1 on Monday. I whiffed with the Thunder laying 11.5 when I gave it out in the podcast. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander ended up missing that game. That game closed at 13.5, which the Thunder won as a closing 13.5-point underdogs. That game had a 12-point margin. I hit the over in the Grizzlies-Jazz, which was 221.5, and I also hit the Sixers at plus 2.5, who ended up beating the Sacramento Kings outright. That is your Tuesday NBA daily podcast from the Bet Slippin' Podcast. We're presented again by sportsbookwire.usatoday.com. Go check out that website before making a bet on all your favorite major sporting events. Also, all of our listeners in Colorado and New Jersey, be sure to check out Tipico Sportsbook. And do me a favor, do the Bet Slippin' Podcast a favor, leave us a nice review on Apple Podcasts, and you can follow, subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get podcasts. Best of luck on all your bets tonight, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace.
This is the Bet Slippin' Podcast, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I mean, it's the gambling business. Occasionally get punched in the face.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.